This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. How about that new KISW face mask, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Listen, you want to protect yourself from the COVID, and you want to look cool, we got you covered. Also, you want to help out the Washington State Nurses Association. That help. I mean, all that happens when you buy a KISW face mask, whether you do the skull version or the camo version. They are available now at KISW.com.
Let's play B-Migs. It's time to play the game. Yeah. So everybody scream his name. B-Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. B-Migs, you're a loser.
It is time.
Time to B-Migs. And it's time to turn down for tequila. Tequila on a Tuesday.
Tequila.
Okay, I'll do it. Okay, let's get to our contestant today. We got Michael in Port Orchard. Michael, are you there?
Yep.
Excellent. All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Michael will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Michael, you can pass all you want, but you will only get three guesses per question. You ready?
Yep.
If you were given a quarter, 1 cent, two dimes, and a nickel, how many cents would you have in total?
51 cents.
Yes. Whom did Gene Siskel share co-hosting duties with on At the Movies?
Oh.
Oh, that's going to be a tough one.
Pass.
Who succeeded Ronald Reagan as the 41st president?
Well.
George Bush.
Yes. What gas makes up approximately 74% of the sun's mass?
Nitrogen?
No.
Oxygen?
No.
Pass.
On a map, what state is directly above Pennsylvania?
New York.
Yes. In what decade was Eddie Van Halen born?
40.
No.
30.
No.
50.
Yes. What is the second most spoken language in the world?
Spanish.
Yes. Who is the tallest female member of the cast of Friends?
Pat.
What sports Hall of Fame is located in Cooperstown? Yeah! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Okay. Did he get the last one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He said it.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
I heard it.
I was wondering why you were cheering. Boy, I couldn't even hear that. All right. Well, congratulations anyway.
Yeah,
that
helps. I have my headphones super loud when that happens, too, so I can hear that because, I mean, the sounder happened right at that moment, but
yeah.
He got the correct answer.
Good job.
Steve will get that one.
Look who it is.
Oh, hey, it's Steve.
Hi.
How you doing?
Super duper.
Are you ready?
All right.
If you were given a quarter, 1 cent, 2 dimes, and a nickel, how many cents would you have in total?
51 cents.
Yes! Whom did Gene Siskel share co-hosting duties with on At the Movies?
Jeez, man, that's an old question.
Yeah, Roger Ebert.
Yes! Who succeeded Ronald Reagan as the 41st president?
Bush.
Yes!
George Bush.
What gas makes up approximately 74% of the sun's mass?
Methane.
No.
Butane.
No.
Air.
No.
Hydrogen.
No. Yeah. On a map, what state is directly above Pennsylvania?
What state is New Jersey?
No.
Massachusetts?
No.
New York?
Yes. In what decade was Eddie Van Halen born?
Oh, crap. He turned 66 today. So whatever it is, minus 66. 50s?
Yes. What is the second most spoken language in the world?
Spanish.
Yes. Who is the tallest female member of the cast of Friends?
Phoebe.
No.
Lisa Kudrow.
Yes! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You win 7-6.
Yes!
Oh, yeah.
Yep. You got the character first, but then you got the actress. Congratulations on your win.
I have a question, though. Well, when it comes to presidents, sometimes you don't take Roosevelt as an answer. So what's the rule? Can we just say the last thing? Because we have two Bushes and two Roosevelts. I'm just trying to show them what I'm playing.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. Yeah, I just was like, I was just going to accept Bush on that one, or George Bush, as long as you...
And that doesn't work either.
No, it doesn't, because you... I mean, technically...
Now you got to know his middle initial. Is it George H. Bush?
Yes. But it's also George H.W. Bush. Like, that's what they go by.
Right.
So
I would say Junior. Let's just say Junior.
He's the older one.
No, older Bush.
No, but I mean, when you're trying to... George Bush is the regular.
Senior.
Yeah, George Senior, George Junior, I suppose.
Junior?
Well, I mean, which is
true.
I mean,
does
his son.
Have to be?
I mean, you're a junior if you're the son.
But if he doesn't have the exact same name, does he have the exact same name?
I don't know. Middle names matter.
Yeah, middle names don't matter when you're talking about junior.
Middle names matter with the designation.
I have no idea. That's why I'm asking. But I should actually do the differential because I do with Roosevelt. So you're not wrong. But both of them said Bush. So I was like, all right.
Either way was fine. I just want to know the rules. So if I have to play Steve, I don't want to, you know.
I feel you.
I want to get it.
I understand.
I want to know the rules, man.
And then, you did figure out the only one that you didn't get correct that you got to was hydrogen. It is the one that makes up 74% of the sun's mass.
That's a lot of mass.
It is. But you still won. So congrats, Steve.
People have to play better. I need a song. Hey, there's a guy in Oklahoma. Now, look, a lot of us have a lot of time in our hands for whatever reason, if we're not working or whatever, that we can't go anywhere. So this guy decided last year, because of the pandemic, he was going to do something really cool. He spent 4 months turning his van into the Mystery Machine from Scooby-Doo.
Awesome.
He said he did this because he just wanted to make people smile, which it will. I mean, if you see this guy going by, you're going to go, hey, that's awesome. And he's now using it as a mobile vending machine with part of the proceeds going to charity.
You know, I think there's a Mystery Machine somewhere here in the Northwest.
Okay,
I thought I saw it on the road one time and it made my day.
Yeah, some people have seen it down in Tacoma and Lakewood as well. So I think it's kind of down around that area.
I like the idea this guy turned it into a business.
It's pretty cool. And he has a good, I mean, he's doing it for a good reason as well. It's nice he's making money for some charity.
Yeah. I hope he offers Scooby snacks.
All right. Then he might get arrested for drug deals.
Yeah, that's the thing. Because we all believe the Scooby Snacks were LSD or something.
Mystery Machine would be one that I would absolutely geek out. I remember when I went to a SummerSlam one of the times in Los Angeles, they had the Mystery Machine set up with like a couple people dressed as Scooby-Doo characters. I'm trying to find the picture, and it was like me and Munson both are just cheesing hard because we're in front of the Mystery Machine, because you feel like you're in the cartoon for a second.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. And really, when you think about it, it's not that difficult to recreate. But it still is pretty cool to be, you know, to be standing in front of it.
What would be even easier, though, is to recreate the A-Team van. If you're going to do it, it's just a red stripe.
Hell yeah.
Van with a red stripe.
Oh, what, don't forget the spoiler on the top of it, too.
Oh, good point.
You need the spoiler. Okay, never mind. It's easier to do the Mystery Machine.
So if you're going
to
get a vehicle and turn into what vehicle, you know,
Oh, I want the 1960s Batmobile.
You want the Batmobile would be a little bit harder because you can't just find a car and then trick it out to look like the Batmobile.
Oh, I thought I was just getting to do make-em-ups.
No, make-em-ups are fine.
Yeah. I don't know what I mean. What would be easy? A DeLorean, maybe, from Back to the Future?
Well, you'd have to get a DeLorean. Good luck with that.
See, Steve, I don't know. All the cool cars I like are not easy.
Yeah, I guess a van's the easiest. I mean, it's like, I'm sure you could find a van anywhere.
I mean, you could always do Herbie.
Herbie the Love Bug.
That
That's a good
one.
I've seen that a bunch of times, and it makes me smile every time.
Yeah. That is a good one, yeah.
Better than putting eyelashes on your damn beetle.
Agreed.
Oh, those are adorable.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, if you're a 17-year-old girl.
Well, really?
Or a 69-year-old lady.
Nice.
Yeah.
There we go.
Speaking of which.
Yes?
We got a...
Wow. Okay. What happened? What
are we got a tweet from Adam Lee. Said, at the beginning of January, I've been tracking Beat Meg's stats for all live games. As of yesterday and maintaining through today's first game, your average score, 6.9. Thought you'd like to know.
Oh, wow. I love that somebody's doing it. Talk about like having you got a little time in your hands. People are doing Mystery Machines. People are keeping track of your stats.
So there's some Mystery Machines at Big Tom's Burgers in Olympia quite frequently. Big Tom's Burger and Restaurant in Olympia has the Mystery Machine.
I have never been to Big Tom's Burgers, but it sounds like a place to go.
Another one, another Mystery Machines at Big Tom's. I need to try Big Tom's.
You know, I mean, when this is all over, I got to take my buddies down and have a game day at Olympic Cards and Games. I think I'm saying the name right.
Gabby's Olympic
Gabby's
Cards.
Place. Yeah.
Olympia? Olympic.
What's that?
Is it Olympia?
Well, it's Lacey.
Yeah, Olympia Lacey. It's same way.
But I mean, we'll go to Big Tom's and then we'll go hang out at Gabby's all day. I want to do a weekend down there. And
go to Old School Pizza.
Oh, I forgot they're down there too.
Best pizza.
Great idea.
I was so excited to eat it when we went there. I spilled the cheese all over myself.
Nice.
Good job.
Yeah, it was great.
So you guys
also
should come along.
Pizza as well. I mean, there's a couple great pizza joints in Olympia.
So I want to spend it. Like, I would probably get a hotel somewhere down there and spend the weekend so that I could game with my buddies, but go to dinner at all those joints. You know, it basically would be a staycation kind of, sort of. But I want to do
Are
that.
You bringing weed? It's not like a stoner thing.
No. Our drug is the board games.
No, I know.
Yeah. Are you bringing weed?
Yeah.
We used to go to Olympia all the time, my old band. We'd play so many shows there. I felt like I was there every weekend. It's such a, like, it's just a cool area. I'm basing it on 15 years ago. I haven't been in Olympia much since.
Yeah.
But I always love going down there because it just had its own vibe.
Yeah. Last time I was there, it was cool, but it's been a while now that I think about it. And it might have been the last time when I went down there to see Gabby. So I don't know.
Oh, someone says Big Tom's has two different Mystery Machines. One is an apocalypse version.
Ooh.
Oh,
I'd
cool.
love to see that. Oh, that's fun.
So I said I would go with the, where the, crap, where did all the packs go?
I don't know what happened, man. I was just looking right at it.
I've seen the A-Team van on First and Pine. One person
said. Oh, there's an A-Team van that we have around here.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right. So we got people that, you know what? They're making it happen.
Another Mystery Machine is also in Monroe.
All right. I want to see a Batmobile then. Somebody make a Batmobile.
And a lot of people have texted this one. That's what I was trying to find. The Jurassic Park Jeep. I've seen that around a lot.
Cool. Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
It's pretty awesome when you're driving around like on a freeway and you look over and there's a Jurassic Park Jeep and you're like, where are we going? Are we running or are we heading towards something?
That's nice. That's pretty sweet. So there's a guy that made a post on Twitter that ended up trending and he asked this. He said, what movie makes you cry no matter how many times you've seen it?
Ooh.
And he's got four that do it for him. We'll see if you guys hit the four. You know, one of the four anyway.
Oh, man, that's a good question.
You know, it's funny.
I try not to watch sad
A lot of these.
I stay away from sad movies for a reason.
A lot of these are, you know, make sense, but it's really interesting. There's a couple of Marvel movies in here that I don't understand. That, you know, I think.
Daredevil. Daredevil made me cry.
Oh, that made you cry because it was so bad?
Yeah,
I'm with you on that.
Actually, did make me cry in the theaters and had nothing to do with sadness. I was just really tired that day. And I was doing a billion things. I went to the screening for Daredevil, and I was there. And as I'm watching it, I got like, you know, you get overtired, and sometimes you just get a little teary-eyed. And I sniffled, too, at the same time.
Wow.
And so I did that, and all of a sudden, like, some teariness is going over. And the person sitting next to me going, looks at me just like with disgust, like, are you crying? Like, no. Like, it looked like I was crying. And
it sounded Daredevil. Like you were crying, too.
Right, I was, like, sniffling. Last time I cried in the theater, though, was Marley and Me.
You saw that in the theater?
That's understandable.
Terrible idea, Rev.
Yeah.
And I was mental. I prepped myself. You will not cry. I know that this is going to be a story. It involves a dog. I'm going to cry. I really like hyped myself up to like be ready and not cry. And it just took one person sniffling in that theater. And it was just like, it was like a domino effect. Once that person started sniffling and crying, another person started, and everybody then started sniffling and crying.
Oh, damn.
And it was just the most pathetic thing in the world to be in a theater full of people, just all of us are crying.
Well, that's what the movie's about, though.
I wish I would have watched that at home.
Yeah, right?
Well, you know, I mean, everybody agrees with you, though. Pretty much any movie, what they put on this list was any movie with a dog.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. All Dogs Go to Heaven made me cry.
Yeah.
It's a cartoon.
Danny, I know that you're on this list, Danny.
Titanic.
That's the one.
Yeah, I honestly don't cry with Titanic anymore, though. It's gotten grown numb to it.
We've watched it like 800 times.
Yeah, I mean, I watch it pretty much every
you're
morning.
You're desensitized,
so,
my friend. Yeah. People say Apollo 13.
I don't even remember.
Why?
Well, because they almost didn't get home.
Yeah, but they do but get
they
home.
Do.
But
there's triumphant no, there's tears.
No yeah, I mean, really.
I get teary-eyed still when I watch Miracle and they won the gold and they're all sitting standing there on the podium.
Yeah, and fair. I got teary-eyed.
Spoiler
when,
alert.
Yeah, I got teary-eyed with, you know, Captain America and during Avengers Endgame.
Yeah, Avengers Endgame is on here. Oh, yeah, on your left. How do you not cry at that?
Oh, no, I was thinking more along the lines of Mjolnir.
Oh, that too.
Basically, spoiler alert, when the big reveal happens and everyone's coming back, from that point to the end of the movie, I did not stop crying. And yeah. I have not been able to watch it again because I know it would just be tears.
See, when I went into the Avengers, I knew the big spoiler alert thanks to one of our texters about Iron Man.
Yeah.
And so I went into it fully prepared for that. So I didn't start crying in that part. But like everyone around me was. And my wife started tearing up. And she's not even a comic book fan. Like she started tearing up because it's a pretty powerful moment. I just look at her and go, you're such a wimp. How are you not crying and I'm crying? I'm like, well, I already knew what was happening. She's like, you didn't tell me? I'm like, no, I didn't want to spoil that for you, but I knew.
Yeah, I didn't want to spoil you crying while I wasn't.
I was like, in my head, I was like, this might be the one time where I get to have fun with it. Because she always makes fun of me whenever I get teary-eyed. She's like, are you crying? I'm like, no. Stop looking at me and you won't know.
But there's a, you know what? You don't have to be a comic book fan to cry at that. They set that up pretty well. If you remember in Avengers Endgame.
Great.
With his kid, yep. You know, and everything he had to lose. So they set that up nicely. Like, you know, here's the guy that dies, the guy that really had the best life, you know, without doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
So they, you know, there was a nice message there for anybody that wanted a message.
I'm trying to think of the last one. Like, I mean, Peanut Butter Falcon. That got me a little teary-eyed.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That was a really cool movie, though.
Big Fish, The Green Mile, and Saving Private Ryan are in the top list for everybody.
The Green Mile, yeah.
Yeah. But here's this one. Thor and Thor the Dark World, people were crying over.
Because they were watching them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember anything about Thor that I wanted to cry over, and The Dark World is barely, right. Barely remember that, but I know it wasn't good for
me.
What
about The Marine 3? Is that on there?
Is that the one with The Miz?
Yeah, I think so.
And why did I know that?
The Marine 3 has been called.
And I think Thor the Dark World was, spoiler alert, when Thor's mother is no longer with us.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, okay. I forgot about that.
And
you're
that
right.
Whole scene with Loki and stuff.
But they did that. They did a nice redo of that anyway.
Right.
In the Avengers.
One text wanted to know, where did Charlotte's Web make it on this list, BJ?
Yeah, really.
How to Train a Dragon.
Any Pixar movie. Even though those aren't Pixar movies.
Toy Story 3.
Any of them.
Oh, God, yes.
Try not to.
Any of them. That's why I wouldn't watch that new one, Soul. I was like, I do not want to be crying on Christmas. Because everybody, I mean, I already was with Wonder Woman 84, but then everyone said, you know, Soul also got released on Disney Plus. I had to check that out. And I'm like, hey, no, but it's a Pixar movie. I'm going to cry.
I didn't cry at that one, actually.
Really?
No, it was
You think I get safe?
I don't know. I think it's super inspirational, but I didn't actually cry at that one.
Okay. I hear it's good stuff. I mean, I hear
super
Soul.
Good.
I hear Soul's
super
really,
good.
Really good. I gotta be in the mood though, because I'm like, all right, let me feel emotional just in case. Just in damn case. It is time for Listeners on the Loose. You know what you gotta do. You gotta pick the topic. You gotta guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Your calls, your texts at 917 on the Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on the Rock. 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Palace Law. Listeners on the Loose is where you pick the topic, you guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. So if you got questions for us, you know, a little AMA action, or perhaps maybe you just want to...
AMA, baby.
Or maybe you just decide that people need to hear what you have to say, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. But Steve does have a rule.
Yes, to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, I'm just going to have to gong you. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Somebody says, Dan, you have terrible taste in movies.
What did
Soul,
I do?
The movie was absolute trash.
Ooh.
Wow.
Wow. It's the first, actually the first bad review I've heard of that movie.
Yeah.
Oh, someone said, no tears for me during Soul, but great movie.
It's such a good movie, and especially because it's something that kind of takes a look at, like, mental health and, like, how you kind of, like, look at yourself with it.
Oh, I'm an idiot. I thought we were talking about the airplane movie with Snoop Dogg.
Soul Plane.
That's Soul Plane, yeah.
I love that movie.
Do you really?
You've never seen it?
No.
Yeah. Oh, classic film.
What's it rated, Vicky?
It's probably rated, it's, like,
it should
10%.
Be rated R. Oh, like Rotten Tomatoes rating?
Yeah. Rated R for really bad?
Yeah.
It's not great.
So the tomato meter gives it 18%, but the audience score is 51%.
Oh, great movie.
Okay, that doesn't define a great movie, 51%. That just means that it's a, you know, the people that like that kind of stuff, you know, half of them liked it.
Have you not seen it?
Oh, I have. That's why I'm telling you. I should say I saw some of it, and then I decided not to watch
you
the rest of it.
Gave up on it?
Oh, yes, I did.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that movie was not for me.
That's unfortunate.
Well, I mean, look, if you liked it,
Tom
that's
Arnold,
good.
Kevin Hart, Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. Oh, is that one of Kevin Hart's first movies, I wonder? Because that's an old movie, isn't it?
Yeah, 2004.
Yeah, I don't
Which
think
is crazy
I knew.
To say it's an old movie, but that's 16, 17 years ago.
That's an old movie.
Yeah, I know.
And I don't think I knew about Kevin Hart back then. All right.
Wow, its budget was $16 million to make, and it only, but it made $14.8 million. Didn't even make enough to pay it back.
Whoops. Oh.
Man, people are missing out.
Yeah, I guess everybody missed out.
I'm going to rewatch it. I'll let you know how it is.
You know, there are movies I ask you to watch, and you know you're going to watch that again.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
I saw a television show yesterday, though.
Wow, you're a special
nice.
Boy. I like how he looks at me like, look what I did. I turned on the TV all by myself.
Because I wonder if you guys have suggested this television show, and I just went in one ear and out the other, but now we finally watched it because my buddy J-Mac suggested it, and I was like, we should check this out.
So if J-Mac says it's okay, then it's okay, fine.
It's on Peacock.
Oh,
that's my new thing.
Oh, I don't know about Peacock. It shows a whole lot of good and bad. I don't think it was me.
It's your new thing.
It's my new thing. All right, what's your watch?
Yellowstone.
Oh, is that the
Kevin Costner?
Yeah.
He's like a rancher. He's like the bigwig of ranching in his area in Montana. And then, like, you know, he's got the Native American like casinos that are trying to like get over his land. And then also like the people that want to build on his land.
I've heard great stuff about that show, but I have no interest in it because I'm not a Western guy.
But it's set in modern times. It's not a Western, like, because
that was the case.
That's what was keeping me from it. And my buddy's like, no, the whole thing is about this old school rancher guy he's still living in the old days, but he's surrounded by people that want to modernize his land. And so I've only one episode deep, so don't ask me to give you the full recap of the show.
Well, here's the thing. Do you and your wife like it?
Yeah, dude. It's good.
Wow. See, I don't think anybody on this show is watching Yellowstone. So I don't think you heard anything from us about it. But
how about that? Thank you, J-Mac.
Yeah, J-Mac actually turned you on to cool. Yeah,
well, I listened to him because he also was a fan of Money Heist. And both of us were geeking out because we were talking on the phone. And we were like, wait, you're watching that? You watch that too? So then he suggested that. I'm like, well, I could trust you.
Yeah, I'm waiting on Money Heist for my wife.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Though Joey Deez says Money Heist is great. So if Joey Deez, I he has good taste because I trained him. So, you know.
It seems like he trained you more.
Oh, is that what you're thinking?
Yes.
Who do you think started him? I mean, who do you think brought him to the movies when he was a little movie kid?
Yeah, but you'll like something, and then if Joey says it's not good, then your opinion will change.
Yeah. You guys
He's
think
your tastemaker.
You guys think that? Because we disagree on a lot, but for some reason you guys don't notice when we disagree on stuff.
I guess we don't pick up on that. But the funny thing is, Joey started watching Money Heist, the subtitled version. Because he didn't realize that it was dubbed in English as well on Netflix.
Oh, so you could. It's basically, it is. If Money Heist is foreign.
Yes,
so,
it's Spain.
It's Spanish speaking. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So either you do the subtitles or you can get the dubbed, and Joey watched the subtitle version.
I didn't know that it was even like a foreign show until like midway through the first episode when like the voices aren't aligning. And then you realize, oh, they're just actors overdubbing the actors that are on the show. And it was fine. Like once you get past that for a half a second, it's great. But Joey's been into it subtitled, and then he's like, oh, I told him, I'm like, there's a dubbed version. He's like, I should check that out. But he went back to subtitle because he's too used to the voices that he's been watching it that way. So like his mind can't, you know, connect with the show anymore if he watches the dub version, which I thought was kind of funny.
Well, my wife and I are artsy, so we'll be able to handle the subtitle.
If you want
to
read, go ahead.
We watch like water for chocolate. Steve, I have hearing issues. I'm reading everything.
We'll subtitle it in English as well. Double down.
Here's the problem is that I don't know if that'll be any better, to be honest with you, because if the voices don't match the lips, I don't know if that's going to help me. I might as well read anyway.
A lot of people are saying Yellowstone is the best. It's a great show. One person says, like, Sons of Anarchy on horseback.
Oh, really?
Another person says, Yellowstone, it's Superman's parents before he crashed to Earth.
Oh, that is a good point, because he was a farmer on that one.
Another person, Yellowstone's the best, and it gets intense. It's a must watch.
Ooh, okay.
And Randy says that the daughter's badass and hot.
Is it, of course, that's always a reason to watch a show.
Yeah.
Is it free, or do you have to start paying for some episodes, do you know?
I started episode one on Peacock, just with my Xfinity membership. I'm not paying for Peacock yet until the WWE goes over there.
There was a show, Brave New World.
You get ads, though.
Okay.
Like 40 seconds long.
All right, the ads don't bother me so much, especially when I've got enough services. I can't add another one. I just can't. Don't ask me.
No, as of right now, if you have Xfinity, you have Peacock.
I do. Okay,
yeah, good. You have to create a membership, like a username and all that crap.
But it's free.
Yeah.
All right, that's cool. I mean, I have that part of it. I get a lot of bad information lately, so I don't know. But somebody told me that there was another way that you can only get so much. But I'm just going to let you keep watching until you tell me something different.
Yeah, it's
as far as how many episodes you can get.
Well, as of right now, I got episode one.
good job, man.
So,
someone
said Yellowstone is free.
Oh, sweet. All right, then. Well, I've heard good things about it. So if it's, there's no reason not to watch it then.
Dude,
at that point.
I stood away. I was staying away from this show because I thought it was just based in Western times.
Yes, I'm like,
I don't know about that. And then the minute I saw like a current, like a newer version of a car, I perked up. I'm like, okay, this is a show I can pay attention to.
And I think
so sad, but it's true.
I think I am confusing it with another old West show. Katie Sackhoff, we know, Starbuck from Battlestar Galactica. She's at Longmire, I think it's called.
I've heard of Longmire.
And so that's an old West show, so I guess I was confusing Yellowstone with Longmire. Okay. Because Katie Sackhoff is not in Yellowstone.
They should do a parody of it and call it Jellystone, and it's Yogi Bear, and he's like all violent.
Hey.
I'm going to kill you. Because someone ate his picnic basket.
Yeah. I'm going to kill you for that picnic basket. Oh, Yogi, don't kill them. Just make them suffer.
But dude, I'm not even a Kevin Costner guy. Everything about this show is like not meant for me. And Kevin Costner's badass in this show.
Kevin Costner has his moments. That poor
because
guy.
Because just when he has a baseball bat in his hand. Otherwise, he sucks.
Oh, I don't know. When he's dancing with wolves, he's pretty good, I have to say. And don't forget, when he's an officer and a gentleman. See, that's a problem. If he's only an officer or only a gentleman, it doesn't work for him. He's got to be both. But, Kevin jumped the shark with Waterworld. I think Waterworld just sunk everybody like Kevin Costner.
Longmire is set in modern times, according to textures, though.
That is, too? Yeah. They look like cowboys.
Well, it could be cowboys in the 20s.
I mean, it looks like it looks like the cowboy. All right,
yeah, modern Western crime drama. Yeah.
All right,
And it's old. It premiered on A&E in 2012.
Oh wow, she's been doing it that long. All right, Katie.
Yeah, there's 6 seasons. Good gosh.
Oh, you mean it's done?
I don't know.
Yeah, Yellowstone's 3 seasons. I think they started like 2018.
Oh, so where have been people watching that?
I have no idea.
All right. Okay, all right.
Maybe some dark cable underground.
Dark cable. The dark web.
And it looks like Longmire ended in 2017, but you can watch it now on Netflix.
Yeah, all right then. Well, I won't. I've got other things I'm doing. I don't even know if I'll get Yellowstone at least, but who knows. Come on, Vicky. I only got so much time.
Looks like it was on the Paramount Network before that.
The Paramount Network? I thought they were just doing a Paramount Network.
I don't know, man.
Oh, maybe it was a Paramount cable channel because now they're doing Paramount Plus. Okay, because Paramount Plus is something that's going to be happening soon. So maybe there was a Paramount Network channel.
Hell if I know.
There's a lot of, I know, it's very confusing.
It's on the Peacock. Confusing. I was going to call something shorter, but I don't think that's something you could say on the air.
Nope.
Catch it on the.
My girlfriend really wants to sign up for the Discovery Plus now. which is like all the Food Network and shows, and it's $5 a month, and you get all these like Joanna Gaines and Bobby Flay and everything. And I was
On demand? Or?
I would think so, but apparently they have new shows that are going to come out.
They got Plus.
Giada and Bobby in Italy.
Yeah. Ooh,
and
Giada.
They're all, Giada's great. I mean, they're all trying to get you cash. At that point, you'll be like, we were complaining about cable and the price.
Well, I average $47 or $50 a month people are paying on streaming services.
Yeah, that's insanity. Okay, man?
Very important text, though. Yeah. Can someone tell BJ that people still ride horses in 2021?
Yeah.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
And they're cowboys?
The cowboy hats are still for sale.
All right, fair enough. You pick the topic. You guide the show. It's Listeners on the Loose, 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. Your calls, your texts. We got more of them at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999.
So a few people have been texting. You guys are talking about television shows. Are you guys still watching WandaVision? I still haven't watched it yet.
I don't think you're going to, and you would hate us if you did.
That's kind of why I want to watch it. I it's been a while since I've had a reaffirmation of why I hate you guys, so I feel like this would be a good...
Rev made a very good point, and I think this was a mistake. And Rev, do you remember the point you made about what they did for the critics? The critics watched the show early.
Yeah, so basically they dropped 2 episodes for the normal people on the first time they put it out there, but the critics got to see 3 episodes.
And it's important because we all just got to see the 3rd episode,
which is the one that just dropped this last Friday.
Yeah. And that one, stuff happened where you go, okay, all right, all right, now I'm starting to see, you know, maybe there's some cool action about to happen. You got to see, if you will, the real world as opposed to the sitcom hell they've been giving us.
Okay.
And I think that's why they gave the critics 3 episodes, because I feel like if they just gave them 2 episodes, the critics would go, I have no idea what the hell's going on.
Yeah. Yeah, they kind of slow rolled everybody when it came down to that. But right now, since you can watch the 3 that are out there, if you've waited, it might be a good time to watch it, because you kind of get into some of the nitty-gritty when it gets down to it now.
Yeah, I agree. It really wets your whistle. It really, really does. But it really is the end of that 3rd episode that you go, okay, all right, now I know something's going on, and you guys just aren't going, hey, we're going to just give you this, and you're going to take it.
You're going to take it.
Yeah, impressive. I mean, so...
What I love is that it's been fun to watch people talk about this show as like an outsider, because it's very polarizing. But the one thing I think everybody sees eye to eye on, whether you like it or hate it, everyone says it's weird.
Yes.
But some people are like, it's really weird, and I love it because of that. And other people are like, it's really weird, I can't stand it.
Yeah, you're absolutely
right.
It's
kind of funny that something could be so weird and make people either love or hate it.
It's nostalgic for me because I love this trip through the sitcoms they're taking me through, because I lived through all of these sitcoms. Well, I didn't live through I Love Lucy except for the reruns because I wasn't alive. But it was beautiful to see the different homages they paid. And you can go watch the Easter egg videos that people put up to see that all the tributes they paid to all the different shows. Like, I didn't realize they tributed the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Yeah, I didn't know that, or Dick Van Dyke, because I didn't watch those shows. But when I watched some of the other ones when I was younger. So it's the same thing with me when it comes down to that. But also, I get, if you didn't watch those sitcoms ever,
yeah, it means
you're
nothing.
You're not gonna like it,
yeah,
because it's cheesy, but it's supposed to be,
yeah. So, Steve, you called it. It's weird,
mm-hmm.
and you'll either like the weird or hate the weird. But at least by episode 3, if you're not in by episode 3, like, okay, I'm interested, I want to see where this is going, then you're not gonna like the show ever, in my opinion.
Someone needs our advice.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, hey guys, I need your advice. My girlfriend wants to have a threesome with another guy.
Oh, boy.
She's quite a bit younger than me. I'm 54. She's 30. She's mentioned having a threesome with one of my older friends since our last date. I'll admit, on our first date, when she brought it up, I thought that was just innocent flirt talk and I could be okay with it. Now that we're 3 years in, I'm not so sure anymore. I'm wondering if that might be a deal breaker if I say no, as she started asking for it a lot more recently. What should I do?
Threesome. It's his girlfriend, right?
Yes. They've been together 3 years. He's 54. She's 30. She wants to bang another dude with him there, a.k.a. a threesome.
And if I heard him correctly, if I heard you read this correctly, she brought this up early on.
Yes.
Well, at this point of the ball game, it's like, you know what you're getting into. I don't know why if you don't want to do something like this, you can't blame her. It's like she didn't tell you. I mean, she didn't keep it from you.
I know, but I mean, I think about like on our first date, my wife ate mussels, and like she was not a fan of mussels, but she thought that it would be like, I would think she was weird if she didn't eat mussels. You know, she agreed to do something that she wasn't really down with, Granted, mussels are a little bit different than sausage. But you know what I mean?
But see, in this case,
eventually she's finally like, hey, I just want to let you know. Yeah. This is before she was vegan. She's like, I just want to let you know, I think mussels are disgusting and I never want to eat those again. And I laughed it off. I'm like, why didn't you say it in the first place? I wouldn't have ordered them.
So at some point, he waited too long. Like, how long was this before you, while you guys were dating?
This was day one, and then about, you know, a couple months into the relationship where she realized that I'm not going to end a relationship because she doesn't like mussels.
Yeah. My point is...
I'm talking about the fish, not flexing.
You make a good point, Steve. Sometimes people do things just to try because they're attracted to the other person, and they will lie. They will lie and go, I love wrestling, or whatever, or you'll lie and...
I'll say, I kind of like wrestling.
Yeah.
I watch it all the time.
But frankly, you and I don't have any... Well, I don't have any experience in this idea of doing multiple things with multiple people. Anybody in this room? I mean, I know one person, but I don't know if anybody else... Here she is, ladies and gentlemen, the expert.
Oh, I was staring at your daughter waiting to see if we were going to find out something that we didn't know about. Like, I'm waiting to see if, like, an arm goes up.
No, of course you know in this room who's done that.
I am curious.
I was like, oh, this is going to get awkward.
No,
awesomely.
No, Sarah's not going to raise her hand. If she does, she would. Better not. You haven't. No, you're not going to do it.
Have you? No.
No.
Okay. You know what?
But you wants to,
I noticed
right?
that Joe didn't raise his hand, and he's not going to, though. Doesn't mean he hasn't. He's just not going to tell us.
Joe's fresh off of one, for all we know.
Oh, really?
Know what he does on those hiking trips when, like, probably ducks away from his sister, says, I'll be right back. Got to go to the bathroom. He meets up with these two girls. And just,
all right, then. Okay.
Gets a couple extra steps in.
Yeah, that's okay. No. Wonderful story.
No, I'm just speculating.
Are you speculating?
Right, okay. Back to Vicky.
Back to Vicky, the only one that really does have real life experience.
I am curious to see what he responded to after the first date. Like, oh yeah, we'll do that someday. Or
that,
like,
sounds awesome.
Well, that sounds awesome, because that probably puts it in her head. Like, okay, you know, we'll find the right time, the right person. But if he's like, you know what, I'm not sure, then that's kind of like on her too. It's like, okay, well, either you should have continued that conversation in the beginning and not be surprised that he's not really down for it 3 years later.
It can
make or break it.
I mean, do you feel like this relationship is long? I mean, unless they figure this out, I just don't think they're going to stay
Twin
together.
Texas says, dude, do it. She's 30, you're 54. She's going to leave you eventually anyway. Have fun.
Wow. Well, there's that.
But what if he doesn't want to be involved in an intimate situation with another guy?
Well, there's that too.
Right.
I think what the problem is mostly, it's at least for me, I know I've kind of gotten to this point where that sort of thing doesn't bother me when I don't have feelings attached. But once I start feeling something for somebody, it's like, okay, I don't know if I want to share.
Does it matter if it's the gender that's in the threesome? Like, if it's another dude that's brought in or if it's another female, would that matter to you?
I think both would be awesome. I'd prefer another dude into the mix, but I know, like,
no, I'm talking about, like, securities, like you said, you know, the longer you get into a relationship, is there, like, okay, I'll do it with this gender, but not that gender.
See, I think for me, it would definitely be easier. It's like, hey, another dude in the situation, right. But I think for the guy, he would feel weird, you would think. But if it was a girl brought into it, I know I would have a hard time with another girl sharing with a dude. Because sometimes when you have another dude in the mix, he doesn't participate with the other dude in the mix.
And he can just be there for, like, you know, coaching purposes.
Exactly.
Like, guys like to coach each other up.
You know,
you got this, brother.
Hype man.
That is a very good point. Usually, at least in the
bedroom, Flavor Flav.
Yeah. That's what, come on. Come on.
You got this.
Come on, I expect better out of you. Get one more set in. Let's go. That's about the only thing I think you'll see the average guy do is be the hype man.
Like, need me to spot you? I got you, bro Chacho.
Yeah.
You need a Gatorade? Yeah. I got you.
Yeah. Bro Chacho.
Sorry, I heard that in a YouTube video and I couldn't stop laughing.
That's amazing. Just because it made me think of nachos, and I really want nachos. So.
Home workout guy, he always says, what's up, my bro Chachos? And I laugh every time.
That is a great hybrid of two words that basically mean buddies, right?
Yeah.
My bro and my muchacho. Yeah. I like this. Yeah, muchacho is the best word ever.
I really want to open up, like, a food truck and sell, like, nachos with the bros. Nachos. Yeah, that make nachos.
Bro Chacho Nacho.
That I love
bro
nachos. Let's do it.
Somebody needs to open that place.
And that dish should have extra sausage in it.
Yeah. Yes. That one will be called the Steve.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I want it to be called the Steve.
I hope we've helped that texture. I'm not sure if we were, but I hope
think
we were.
So.
Yeah.
I think the one guy said it. She's going to leave you anyway. Have fun.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, but the thing is this. Again, it's not another woman being brought in. So if this guy is not attracted to men, it might not be a thing for him to do.
Now, could he go back and say, hey, I'll do that, but then we also have to do one with the woman as well?
Again, if you're of the, she's going to leave you anyway, yeah, make whatever deal you can.
I think that's fair.
I mean, most out of this ride.
I am going to try to get free cable out of the deal, maybe a couple more services. You know, Paramount Plus is coming, you know. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'll do whatever I can. That's it. You know, listen, you know what? How much time do I have? How many deals can I make?
Best of luck to see you there, bro. Yeah.
206-421 Rock. Text us at 77999.
Earlier, we were talking about things that like your family convinces you is normal, but then you find out that it's not. One person said, my mom made me believe that if I keep playing with my belly button would fall off. It took me till high school to find out that was a lie. LOL.
But you know, part of your belly button does fall off. You don't know it because you're a little guy.
Sure.
Or a little gal, for that matter. Yeah. You know, that's kind of, there's some truth behind it, but it already happened. She's lying to you, telling you about something that already happened.
I remember when Tatum was born, I thought, okay, I got to, like, choke up on the bat. In other words, you know, like, I got to get a good cut in there. That way the belly button's not, like, impacted. Like, I'm like, where, you know, I'm thinking, like, I'm going to impact how the belly button's going to look, not realizing they just have you cut the umbilical cord, and then they take care of the rest after that. Like, it's not...
Oh, you were really trying to, like, shave close and really...
Well, I was like, how close do you need me to get closer? Like, no, just cut the damn umbilical cord. This is just... This is just a moment. Like, don't overthink it, sir.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
I'm so happy I didn't have to do any of that.
I'm so happy I did.
Oh, that seems so awesome scary. I mean, I don't mind being there for, like, the birth, but the cutting, I don't want to have to do anything that involves the equipment they're using because I would be afraid I would slip.
Well, they make it pretty idiot-proof.
Yeah, but then again, have you met me?
Yes, yeah. But you've met me, and I pulled it off just fine.
All right. I feel like, you know, out of the two of us, when it comes to physical clumsiness, I might have you beat.
Yeah, but this is just involves scissors.
Yeah. I have really hurt myself with scissors a couple times in my life.
That's not surprising.
Yeah, that would terrify me to have to cut the cord because I'd be like, I don't want to cut any. What if I hit her? What if I hit the kid?
I thought it would have been funny. I didn't do it, but I should have went and got one of those, like, the children's, the safety scissors. Like,
that's
those, like,
what I would need.
The plastic ones. The two, like, even like the metal ones, but they're like that dulled out, like, scissors.
Oh, yeah.
And be like, oh, don't worry. I brought my own and pulled those out.
I got this.
Yeah.
How difficult was it to cut? Because it's not like a piece of paper, right? You're cutting through.
I definitely squeezed hard to make sure that I didn't have to, like, gnaw at it, in other words.
Oh.
But, like, it cut just fine, but it's definitely, it's not like cutting a piece of paper. It's like cutting a piece of cardboard.
I would have passed out. There's just no way.
I thought I would, too, and I didn't.
Yeah. That surprises me.
And especially because, like, the adrenaline's going so much, I don't even remember. I know I did it, but I don't remember what it was like.
Are you sure? Are you sure you didn't cut anything else? See, that's the problem.
Well, I'm positive because my ex had a C-section.
Oh.
And so they...
Oh, did you have to cut the stomach?
No, yes.
sir, we're going to need your help. We need you. Our doctor couldn't make it, and since you're cutting the cord anyway.
I got it, yeah. No. No, actually, they cut the umbilical cord, but they left enough on there so that way you could still go through the experience of it.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Oh, so the kid's already out.
Yeah.
And it's already cut. Yeah, because I'm going to say, to see the kid being like... And then they bring you in while the cord's going into your wife's
gut.
That'd
be nightmare fuel.
Yeah, I don't want that. Yeah, I don't want that. And then at that point, do you feel like a loser? They already cut the cord, and they go, here you go, cut the cord?
No, not at all.
No,
get out of here.
It's there for just pomp and circumstance.
Who cuts a ribbon at the ceremony, and after the mayor gets over there, and the ribbon's already cut, they go, well, we saved you a piece to cut, mayor.
Well, sometimes they'd have multiple people cutting ribbons.
Oh, see, no, I want to be the first one or I'm out. I'm not going to open up a store if I'm the second guy cutting the store ribbon.
BJ, the only guy to get in the fight with the doctor at the labor ceremony.
You know, that's the one thing. They give you the big scissors at the store opening, and you go, wait, the ribbon's already cut? Get out of here. That was I'm not going to be the second ribbon cutter. Nobody remembers that guy. You barely remember the second guy that landed on the moon.
So you'd be mad if, like they say, you could throw out the ceremonial first pitch at a Mariners game, but there's going to be another person that's after you that's, like, you know, done.
Oh, if they're after me, I don't care. You can do my sloppy seconds. But if I got to go after somebody else.
Oh,
forget that. You know, I'm sorry, Seattle Mariners, but I am not throwing a pitch out after somebody else. I'm your star attraction.
That's right.
Yeah.
Bro Chachos.
Though I have to say, I've been here for 21 years, and the Mariners have not called me to throw out the first pitch, probably because they saw what happened when I threw out the first pitch at the Aqua Sox game and almost killed.
They said, you know, come back to us when you hit up the Rainiers.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's a big question for you. What do Ryan Castle and a lint roller have in common? You're going to find out at 9:49 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and a lint roller have in common?
Must be the sticky outer layer.
Yeah. You're fuzzy.
Like BJ just agrees, like he knows, like, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I've been over Ryan's, and I've seen the sticky out of there.
We've seen you at Pain in the Grass.
Yeah, we did. Oh, he gets very sticky on his outer layer at Pain in the Grass.
So like a lollipop.
Yeah.
Someone said they both like Steve's belly button.
Oh, they do?
Yep.
Okay.
Steve loves the feeling of both on his back.
On his back.
He calls them both bro chacho.
Oh, nice. That's our favorite new word today, bro chacho.
I like it.
Yeah. Some bodybuilder guy does it, right?
Yeah, Tanner. The barbarian bodybuilder.
Good old Tanner.
Yeah.
Let's talk about a woman named Andrea, or Andrea. She's going viral on TikTok for a trick that she came up with to catch a cheater. In the video, she runs a lint roller on the carpet in her boyfriend's room, and it picks up a bunch of long red hairs. And, of course, Andrea, her hair is black. And a lot of people commented on the video how impressed they are because, man, it's an FBI-level trick catching the cheater.
Wow. It'd be weird if they were beard hairs, huh?
Right.
Yeah.
Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro Chacho.
Ryan Castle, he's up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
So since my sister-in-law said my brother cut her meat for her. We're in our 30s.
Okay, that's
weird.
How do you not just take a look at it and go, hey, wait, do you see any other adults doing this?
Yeah, what do you
That's maybe a woman that's just like, my man does everything for me.
Yeah.
Cut my meat.
Yeah, that's not
I'm sure she's not cutting his meat.
You know?
No, I know, Steve. Yes, you know. No, I don't know.
You pick it up when I'm laying down?
I have picked it up. I've looked at it. I'm going to put it back down and give it to somebody else. That's what I'm going to do.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. Can I leave things off of a bankruptcy, like my car?
You have to list all of your assets and creditors when you file bankruptcy. So you would have to tell the court and the trustee that you have the car or that you have a car loan. You could say that I want to keep my car and continue to make my payments on the car. But the court will need to know that you have a car and that you may have a payment on the car. So by leaving it off the bankruptcy, if you mean that you cannot disclose it to the court, the answer to that is no, you must disclose it. However, that does not mean that you'll lose those assets. You'll be able to keep things like a car and a house in almost all cases, but you must disclose them to the court. But you'll need to continue to make payments on a house or a car that you intend to keep.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.